Hello.
Welcome to Pop Therapy.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, I just, you know, I went back to our intros before to see like how we could switch it up, because I actually care about listening to our podcast as opposed to you.
Wow, I have a note on that.
Laura, people can't hear your face on the mic.
I'm looking at you sternly and shooketly.
Dumbfounded.
Yeah, and offended.
Yeah, well, I'm offended that you don't listen.
No, I do listen, and this is my one of my notes that you said, what?
Oh, okay.
So I have been listening back to our podcasts, and
I'll just go fuck myself, because yeah, I was saying
we'll
something.
We'll circle back. Okay. This is just to prove my point that I do listen. Mm-hmm. And I have a recommendation for all our listeners. I think we sound way better on 1.25 speed.
That is the speed that my brother listens to it at, but he just like, I don't know if I should say this out loud. Well, I'm going to. He plays it at 1.25 or 1.5 as soon as we release it, and then falls asleep to it, so he doesn't actually pay attention. That's why he always messages us like hot tops that we've already covered.
Oh, yeah.
But he does it so that we get a listen.
Well, that's nice.
And that's just a supportive family member.
Well, I like that. Yeah. But yeah, 1.25 speed. Try it out, folks. It makes us sound like sharper, smarter, funnier, more beautiful. Try
it out. Not that we need that.
No.
We already are that.
Yeah.
Those things. We okay. Don't. Anyway, I just thought that, you know, you've been doing all the intros.
I have been, because I thought that was our thing. You know, I do the intro, you do the outro.
And speaking of, you always judge my outros. So why do you get so offended when I judge your intros?
That's a fair comment.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
That's pretty good.
This week we have a lot of hot tops. I find that it always starts so slow after we record. And so I put in like all these random hot tops just to fill up our notes. And then by the end of it, on the day of, I'm like, holy shit, there's a lot to cover.
Yeah, and I like forget what happened the day after we were last recorded.
Yeah.
So in Kardashian's news.
Khloe has a new man.
Okay, do we know his name?
No.
Do we know
his
anything?
Number? No. His height? No.
We just know he's a blood private type. Equity banker?
Equity investor.
Oh.
So I saw a TikTok today that was like, Khloe is doing it right. Like, she's dating a private equity investor in a bear market. What is a bear market? I assume it's bad.
You know, there's bear markets, and then there's another type of market.
The black market?
No. Bear.
That's where
bull.
I got my kidney.
Bull markets and bear markets.
So the bear, I assume, is like clawing at your finances. I don't know. It just sounds ominous.
You know, yeah.
And the bull sounds like strong, going after it. Everyone's doing well.
But like, bears are pretty strong.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I would think it would be like a fish market would be like, it's floundering, like things are not going well. And then a bull
drowning.
Market would be like, yeah,
they're not
things
drowning.
Are going awesome. Everyone's so
fish
strong.
Fish can't drown. I mean, they're gasping for air.
If they're out of a tank.
They're in a market.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, actually, I have an embarrassing story about my brother. When he was young, like, I don't know, very young, early teens, my mom brought fish home to cook, and he felt really bad for the fish. He threw it in the sink and turned on the tap and thought it would become alive again.
Wow, that's sweet. One of my fish committed suicide once.
Huh?
It jumped out of the tank, and I found it, like, stuck to the carpet. It was
a sad day. I burned one of my fish by accident. I went to go clean the tank, and you know you have to put them in a different bowl of water.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had put hot water.
Oh.
I was in a rush to leave for school.
I literally thought you meant you like lit the fish on fire. I was like, that cannot be
in
an accident.
The water.
So you
do
boiled.
Do you know how fire and water works?
That's what I was thinking. Like, this is so ridiculous.
You can't
Shereen.
Think
like,
I'm
how
that
did you
stupid.
Accidentally light a fish on fire? That sounds premeditated to me.
Yeah.
It sounds as like you
second
homicided
degree,
your
first
fish.
First degree murder. Which one? It would be first, right?
Oh, yeah, first.
I'm not a criminal lawyer.
Intentional. We're financial analysts and we're criminal lawyers. So.
Yeah. So she has this new man, and the TikTok was like, it's good for her because he's going to have no time to cheat or be disloyal, because he's going to be too busy focusing on like his finances, something that, I forget the joke.
But has anyone ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. Also, anyone and everyone cheats. I have just come to accept it.
And like, I feel like when I hear a private equity investor, I think of like a snooty guy who's really rich, who thinks he's better than everyone, who probably does a lot of drugs and like has a lot of vices. Does not sound like a good fit for me.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this because first of all, it's pretty private. Second of all, like, he's not in the spotlight, I guess. And he's not an athlete or who she normally dates.
Yeah,
we'll maybe see. Someone who, like,
we think, like, who knows, maybe he is someone who's super fit. Maybe it's Elon Musk.
No. Did you know that his daughter, like, asked to be emancipated? Is that the term?
And change her name, and she like filed for divorce effectively from Elon Musk.
Yeah. And knowing me, I read the comments, and the comments were all like, ungrateful bitch, like, now you're never gonna have the money. And it's like, imagine how far she had to be pushed to want that with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So it's not about the money.
No, for sure not. That's some trauma.
Yeah. So anyway, Khloé has a new man. Kendall and Devin Booker are donezo.
But are they?
Okay. So good question. Because what happened, what I read. So what had happened was after Courtney's wedding, Kendall asked for some space. Is this what you read?
No.
Oh.
I didn't read any details.
Then just saw what pictures. The fuck are you talking about? Anyway, she asked for some space. And Devin was like, okay. And that's it.
But then they've been spotted together recently.
They have?
Yes. I saw that today.
Where?
That they were spotted hanging out.
Maybe they're co-parenting their dogs.
They got those dogs together?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's the thing with these sisters.
Yeah. Once you're in, you can't get back out.
You just co-parent.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that they were spotted together. That's why I was like, are they really not together? Or was it just rumors?
I'm not sure because E! News posted about it, and E! News is pretty tight with the family.
Yeah, but then I think Page Six was the ones that posted about them being spotted together and posted the pictures of it. Who knows and who really cares? Honestly,
yeah, exactly.
Like, we never saw anything about their relationship to begin with. Like, I don't even know who this human is, this Devin Booker.
Yeah.
I know he's very famous, but, like, he's not in my zeitgeist.
I know. Last time you asked me, who is Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Like, same, I know he's an athlete.
Same cue.
Or you said, what is Devin Booker? I was like, a man. So, did you see Kanye West made a surprise appearance at the BET Awards?
Yeah, I saw a headline that said, Kanye is back. And I said, excuse me, sir, you're supposed to be gone for a year.
Well, funny you say that, because Kanye said he took a little hiatus and actually wanted to declare himself as legally dead for a year.
What are you talking about?
He said, nobody missing me, you know, I just want to be off the grid.
That's not the same as being dead. Like, being declared legally dead? Like, why do you have to be so dramatic?
Yeah.
Oh, he just, like, he peeves me off.
Diddy.
John P. Diddy Combs.
Yeah.
S. Combs.
Yeah.
Diddy.
Was really persistent about Kanye coming out and making an appearance at the BET Awards. So Kanye spoke and he talked about how P. Diddy, like, changed the game for rappers and, I don't know, hip hop artists and blah, blah, blah. And then he said something about how P. Diddy has inspired his choices and his wife choices. Now, I don't know if that means it inspired who he fancies as a wife or Kim's choices. But it's like, don't speak for Kim.
Yeah, and like, why are you still calling her your wife? Like, she out here trying
to
divorce you.
She is not your wife, bitch.
Yeah.
Back off.
Like, get off her coattails.
But also, like, when was the last time P. Diddy was married?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't he with J-Lo?
Yeah, in the fucking 2000.
Well, that's the last time I heard of him. So.
Oh my God, Laura. Yeah, he was with J-Lo. He was most recently with Cassie for the longest time.
Right. So this was at the BET Awards that Kanye, like, what did he win? Like a Lifetime Achievement Award or something?
Yeah.
Diddy did. And then I heard that he came out, like, Kanye came out in, like, a cloak, a hat, a mask. So, like, you
couldn't
see his
face.
Honestly,
this guy, like, must have some sort of AC unit inside his outfits, because that guy has got to be cooking. Did you see what he wore?
No, I just read about it.
Okay.
But it sounds like a hazmat suit.
Here, this is what he looked like. It was all over.
Oh my gosh.
Like, show your face.
He literally
looks
like
what you look like.
So, you know, like, those Balenciaga outfits that Kim would always wear. Mm-hmm. That black one that she wore, it literally looks like he's wearing that.
Yeah, maybe except it looks like he's trying to take part in solar energy and it's just not working.
Yeah, he's giving me Cousin It vibes with that like sunglass over the mask look.
I never saw that.
Cousin It?
Yeah, sorry. You've
never seen the Addams Family?
Oh, yeah.
Cousin It's the one with the long hair?
Oh, I was thinking of the clown.
What?
It. The clown. Oh,
that's not It.
That is not It.
What is that movie called?
Dude, I don't know. Tell us about Travis Barker.
Okay, so he's maybe dead.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't joke about death. But he said, God save me on Twitter, so it sounds bad. Bad?
Why did you say it like that?
Because I'm from Minnesota.
Was that on purpose?
I don't know.
Okay.
So he... just right before we came to pod, he was like rushed to one hospital, and then
you saw the ambulance go by.
Yeah, like I literally was like ambulance chasing, be like, is this my next case?
You're now a personal injury lawyer.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a jingle. It's gonna be a whole thing.
he chased the ambulance that took him away.
Okay. So he went to one hospital and then they couldn't help him there. So then they directed him to Cedar Sinai. And so the picture was like him on a stretcher and he tweeted from the stretcher. Like I imagine he just picked up his phone and said, God save me from the stretcher.
Oh, God.
I'm just making that up. But he tweeted during this whole schmozzle.
This is a roller coaster.
So he's having a medical emergency right now as we speak. So,
do you think it's because he's anemic?
I don't know.
Because he very much looks anemic.
I don't know what's going on with him. It was very unclear, the article. I do too. So Courtney was obviously there behind him, following him, chasing after the ambulance.
Straddling him.
Yeah, like climbing. I wouldn't be surprised if in the ambulance, honestly, like, let me fuck him just one more time, guys.
Honestly.
Can you give us the space?
No, I swear my tongue is the cure. I took a herbal mouth bath and I need to put it in his mouth.
Just let me They're sit on his so face. Fucking like, I annoying. Swear it's got healing powers.
Whoa, PG. Oh, yeah, her. Did you? Steamy bidet.
Yeah, that's like it's got healing powers now. Mm-hmm. Also, did you see that Kim threw a birthday party for North?
I did see that. And I wanted to ask you, because someone brought it to my attention, why was there blood on the sheets of the tents that she put up?
Like, was that blood?
Obviously she was depicting a scene, but why was there blood? Like, are they going hunting? I thought they were going camping.
I don't know. I didn't see the blood.
Either way, I thought it was really cool. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, so basically it was Camp North and
on
she
Kim Air.
Yeah, so she decked out her private plane with like all these like cute camping like pillows and vibes, and then sent like these 8 little children onto her private plane to fly them off to some sort of like camp where they did all these.
It looked like Wyoming.
Maybe it was their house in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So they were on these like rope ladders and doing all these campy things, and then she set up all these cute tents. Like it was like sleepover times like when you have $1 million.
So sick though.
That's what sleepovers look like.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I was like, man, if any of these kids were like me as a child, when I like got scared halfway through the night and was like, I need to go home.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to charter the flight?
I always went home.
You gotta go.
I think we had this convo. Yeah. I always went home.
I know. So, but what about these kids? Where they're stranded in Wyoming.
Cuddle with the people's parents.
Yeah.
And watch whatever they were watching on TV.
That's cute.
Now that I think of it, like, I would hate if a kid did that with me and my husband. Like, especially at my kid's party.
Yeah, I'd be like, can you not? Like, go have your Excuse party. Excuse me. Get away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those kids are fucked. Including Jessica Simpson's kid was there.
No way.
Yeah, she's,
I didn't
like,
know that.
BFFs with North.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so Jessica Simpson, like, posted a picture being like, thanks so much for taking care of my baby over the weekend.
So cool.
Yeah, interessant.
Yeah. Chloe also had her birthday. Did you see her Barbie dress?
Yeah, the pink one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that was.
She looked hot.
Yeah. I also saw you sent me Chris's speech, which was fucking hilarious. It was like literally 10 slides on Instagram of her trying to yammer out a speech. And she's like, I may have had a bit to drink.
But am I wrong?
No.
So I sent Laura the clip of Kris Jenner starting her speech by being like, I know I'm a little wasted, but. And then she like couldn't find the words and she goes, I'm just so fucking in love with you, Khloe Kardashian. Yeah. And I was like, this is me as a mom.
That's you in my voice notes. Yeah, when you've been out drinking.
And I go, Laura, you're my ride or die. Screaming. I fucking love you.
At the top of her lungs. Yeah.
Did you feel so special?
I do feel special.
One day you're going to put together like a whole record
of all your voice notes.
And then it's going to become a remix.
Oh, yeah. That could be a TikTok. That could go viral.
Yeah, it could.
I'll try it out.
Actually, I think that would be a very relatable sound for many.
Yeah.
It's 4:30 in the morning. There's barf everywhere.
I gotta play that on the pod sometimes. That was an epic one.
No.
All right, in Bravo news, I am so excited. So there's a new show coming to Netflix this fall called Buying Beverly Hills. It's starring Kyle Richard's husband Mauricio,
who I think is a zaddy.
He's a huge zaddy.
Emergency alert, tornado warning.
Sparker?
No. No, like you should be getting it on your phone too.
Oh well, I'm not, so I guess I'll die.
Okay,
anyways, Mauricio, he's got a real estate agency called The Agency. And that's what I think the show should have been called.
I know.
Like, how did they miss this opportunity? The Agency? That sounds sick.
I know. It would have sounded way more, like, I would have taken it more seriously.
Way more pristine. Like, Buying Beverly Hills sounds like, I mean, it's still going to be awesome. But yeah, it sounds more Selling Sunset. Whereas, like, The Agency is like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, Mr. Worldwide.
Maybe it had something to do with, I don't know, legal stuff. Couldn't use the name.
That's true. That could be it.
Yeah.
But so, Mauricio and Kyle's daughters, two daughters, I think, work at the agency.
Yeah. Farah, who is Kyle's daughter from her first marriage.
Which was the first I'd ever heard that she had, like on that episode of Beverly Hills, a couple.
What?
I didn't watch the, I think it's because I didn't watch the earlier Beverly Hills seasons.
But no, I don't think it's that because I Google every housewife that I watch on TV.
Okay.
But you do.
Not to that extent, but I did after this because they showed it on a couple episodes ago on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mauricio was talking about how he fell in love with Kyle when he saw the way she was with her daughter, and he just knew she was going to be a really good mom. So I was like, wait, what? Like, how did that work? And then she started talking about her husband and they showed pictures like a couple episodes ago. And I was like shook. Like, I just did not know that she had that previous marriage. I did not know what he looked like. It was just very interesting.
So it's Farah and Alexia.
Yeah.
Alexia, is that her name?
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah. I'm not. Oh, my Alexa just went off. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. But you said it's coming out in the fall on Netflix?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
We'll be tuning in. We'll be recapping. In other Bravo news,
Larsa Pippen's son, so she's on Real Housewives of Miami, got signed to the Lakers along with Shaquille O'Neal's son. So what are their names? Scottie Pippen Jr. and Sharif O'Neal.
Yeah. So Scottie Pippen Jr. is obviously Scottie Pippen's son.
Sharif O'Neal is Shaquille O'Neal's son.
Yeah.
Any other obvious facts you want to state?
Well, I think you just need to tell them who their dad are, you know?
Join us next time when we identify colors.
Well, the thing that interests me is that Scottie Pippen Jr. went to the Lakers and not the Chicago Bulls. He didn't follow totally in his dad's footsteps.
Right. But I think this is pretty exciting for them.
It is. And also, he looks exactly like Scottie Pippen. They're like spitting images.
Honestly.
It's wild.
But I think it's so cool. Like, I don't know, two like really famous basketball players' sons get drafted together on the same team, like the Lakers.
Yeah. It's going to be epic to watch them and see, like, how high they can achieve.
Yeah. I got goosebumps when I read that headline. But then you put it in the notes. That's because I thought responded. We were having
a slow news day. So I was like, oh, I'll add this in.
I responded to Laura putting this in the news. And I was just like, LMAO, I thought you wouldn't care about this.
I don't really, but
this isn't a sports podcast.
But we did talk about sports, like, recently with Connor McDavid. By the way.
And Steph Curry.
Connor McDavid posted a picture with his wife, Lauren. So appears that they're still together.
Okay, for now.
That's just an update.
So big Bravo news.
Huge.
Go for it.
So Summer House, today there was rumors, which have all been since confirmed except for Ciara. Is it Ciara?
It has been the entire show. Okay. Why did you say Ciara?
I just struggle with that sometimes. I think because when I read it,
I think it's because one of our good friends is dating someone with a similar name.
Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend's like daughter is Kira.
And one of my good friends is Kiara.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Seriously, I can't keep it straight.
But this is Sierra.
Okay, Sierra. Okay, so casting news. Luke, Alex, Andrea are out. They won't be filming this summer. They're just starting filming, I think, this coming weekend. And it's unclear what Sierra's role is going to be. She might be coming back as like a friend of role.
It seems like she will just be the friend of.
Yeah.
I saw a meme that was just like, wow, Bravo is really just not letting Sierra Paige have a friend in the house.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they're getting rid of her. She was such good content last year. I have
a feeling that she wanted less of a role.
You think?
Because why else would they take her out?
I don't know, because it doesn't make sense. She has such a pivotal storyline last year.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's why I think she might have made the call.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Alex posted an Instagram and he was like really upset.
Yeah, he was. Seemed like he couldn't get out of bed for days or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, life comes at you fast. They throw a hard ball straight to the face. Like
it sounds like he was like told that he was going to be filming and then out of nowhere told he wasn't.
Quite frankly, like if they had to edit him out or like not have him in half of last season, it's like maybe you weren't actually contributing what you need to contribute to reality TV.
No, for sure, but we also saw him like open up a bit more at the reunion, so I kind of got excited about what he could bring second season.
Yeah.
And the only other reason I'm like upset about it, because I could do without Alex, it's just that why are all the people of color being taken out?
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking they must have new additions.
Maybe
that's what I'm thinking, that are like more exciting.
I'm Alex. Just the most sad about Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea's so the least bothered as well.
Sweet and so like not problematic.
And I was looking forward to seeing what his relationship with that Lexi was going to be like this season. But yeah, I feel like that's kind of why he's out too.
Maybe. That
I think he is taking a more serious path of his life. And
who would have seen that coming?
Not I know. Me. He's not a fuckboy.
But I'm not mad about Luke.
Yeah, he wasn't upset either. Nothing. He was on a live just before I came here.
Saw that.
Yeah, basically saying like, oh, I'm gonna miss hanging out with my friends, but I'm a little bit sad, but oh well.
Yeah,
but he was also not contributing anything, so
exactly. I wonder who the new people are gonna be. But yeah, you're right, they're filming this weekend until Labor Day.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's see what drama comes this year. I'm sure Craig will be a big part of it too. Maybe that's why also they had to lessen the cast. But I always just think more is more with these ensemble casts. Like you pretty much can't have too many people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's almost dangerous for Paige and Craig to be on so many shows together.
Yeah.
This early in their relationship.
Yeah, but they seem to survive the first two, at least. But we'll get into Southern Charm later.
Yeah.
Any other Bravo news?
Well, Sheree is finally going to make an appearance on Beverly Hills tomorrow at the fucking 8th episode.
So she is Will Smith's ex-wife.
Yeah, that's who Will has his first child with.
Okay.
And she is Garcelle's friend. She's another woman of color. That's why I was excited for her to join. And yeah, we're like 8 episodes in and she's now going to make an appearance.
Well, let's just hope that like her appearance diverts the conversation away from Crystal and Sutton. Because I'm so over done it.
With it.
Over it.
I'm even over this Diana Sutton thing because it's not even really going anywhere.
No. This episode sucked this week. We'll get into that, bored. But like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, in batch news.
So they're saying that Katie and John's breakup is a publicity stunt because they've been seen together ever since. And also like 2 hours before Katie made the announcement, there was some snap in her story of her dog, which had her rug in it. And then John had another snap that had Katie's rug in it. And afterwards, there were also snaps in their stories of them being in the same location. Something like that.
Hmm.
I didn't care enough to really look into it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But, what is the point of that? Because no one cares about them.
But we're talking about them.
Sure, yeah, I guess.
I think Katie's just a thirsty biatch.
Thirsty.
Like, I could see her getting mad at him and being like, I'm posting this dumb statement on Instagram. And then it blows up and she's like, oopsies, take backsies. I didn't mean it.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less about whether they're together or broken up.
Same here.
Done
but I
them.
Just thought we needed to let the people know because we do talk about Batch. And in 2 Mondays, Bachelorette is coming back.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of promo, like a lot of different pictures of the girls in different dresses.
I don't know if I saw this right, but it seems like twins are on the show.
Oh.
Twin men. Mm-hmm. And they're both like pitching themselves to both women.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it's actually going to work and be structured, because they've been showing a lot of night one pictures, and they're there on night one together, meeting the men together.
I truly would not want to share that with anyone.
No. Even if it was my best friend.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to do that with you.
No. Even though we have totally different tastes. Like there would be no competition.
Such different tastes.
It would be me convincing you to be like, Shereen, just like give someone a chance. Like this guy's actually nice.
Nope.
And then you're like, I got the ick, because he like
he wiped his mouth really weird.
He stumbled up the stairs, so I'm done with him.
He started his scooter and it was a very vulnerable moment and I just wanted to not be there.
I get it. I would get the ick from that too. So I don't let people see me that way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in other news, just as a quick update, thanks to my friend Sid for calling me out and calling me a lot of hater names and saying I'm not a true fan of Beyonce, and he's disappointed in me because I didn't know that her album is coming out on July 29th. So everyone, Beyonce's Renaissance album coming out July 29th.
Well, there you go. Heather and Tarek from Selling Sunset are coming out with their own home show. And I don't care.
Don't care at all. Will not tune in.
No. Nope.
It almost feels like get your own thing. Like that's what he did with his ex-wife.
Right, exactly. It's that. And I just think he's so desperate still to like prove to the world and his mutual friends with his ex-wife and his ex-wife that he's doing so much better.
Yeah.
And can still do what he did with her with someone else. Like just fucking get a life.
It's like moving into a condo that your ex and like your current boyfriend and their ex lived in. It's like get your own thing, get your own place,
we're going back to a job,
start fresh.
Yeah. Anyway, did you know that Lori Harvey is not Steve Harvey's biological daughter?
No,
but it makes sense, right?
Yes.
Because okay, so this is how I found out. We were talking about Lori Harvey, my friends and I, and not you. And I was like, I just don't understand how that girl came from Steve Harvey. The only thing that I could see matching is like her mouth and the smile, but everything else, like, it's definitely her mom. And that person was like, yeah, because he's not her father.
Oh, so who is her father?
So he adopted her like when he married her mom. Okay. I don't know who her father is. I think he's like completely out of the picture.
Okay.
And he just took her in at a very young age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we stand a man that steps into the stepfather role. Yeah. And then people like us have no idea.
And Lori Harvey has been, she's back on TikTok and she's active again. And it's just like, she's so completely unbothered by this breakup with Michael B. Jordan. It's like, as she should.
Or by her tiff with Kim about skin.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything about that.
No, neither have I.
So.
Okay. Denise Richards.
She started OnlyFans.
I love that. She's just inspired by her own daughter.
Yeah. It's like she's just doing it in solidarity with her daughter. And I guess she realized like what you can do with OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, I'm getting back on that.
That's, well, I mean, wasn't she in Playboy back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah. So why wouldn't she just go back to her roots?
Exactly. Start making hula. I'm sure lots of people would want to see whatever she posted.
Yeah. Good for her.
And lastly.
So there's been pictures posted this weekend from Barbie filming in Venice,
and we have a friend who watched it.
Yeah, our friend Arby was, and her husband Kamal were there, and she took videos of them being like filming the show. And so
it was so wild because she posted on her story and I messaged, I was like, oh my god, are they filming Barbie? And she's like, yep. And then 2 hours later the tabloids start posting pictures from that scene, and I felt like I was there before them.
Yeah, except for we weren't, but yeah, was. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so she posted videos, or she sent us videos of them rollerblading, like Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, and he's a fucking liability on those blades. Like, he absolutely cannot stand up straight. He literally looks like he's gonna fall over every 2 seconds. They must have a stunt double there to like perform all of his rollerblading stunts, because he was an embarrassment. Like, I got the ick watching him attempt to rollerblade.
Honestly, it looked like filming is really boring.
Yeah.
It looked like nothing was happening and it was so underwhelming.
Yeah.
But their costumes were fire.
Did you have that Barbie? I had that Barbie growing up.
I did have that Barbie.
That was so sick.
Yeah.
And they look exactly like it.
They do.
Like, I want some of those blades.
No.
Yes.
Well, I won't be seen with you.
Well, no, obviously not. But my boyfriend and I would blade around in those.
Yeah.
You'd love them. We're the new Barbie and Ken. Look out.
Well, you're going to have to find something to do anyway once I leave.
Truly. I'm going to have to find lots of hobbies. All right. Should we get into Picture Ditch?
Yep.
So I didn't really watch any new TV because I had a very social weekend. I'm still recovering, still reeling.
I couldn't keep up with you.
No, I know. I need a vacation from my weekend. Mm-hmm. But I did see today that season 2 of Only Murders in the Building has been released on Disney.
I was watching that right when you walked in today.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you didn't notice?
No.
Oh.
How is it so far?
Meh.
Oh. Well,
apparently, but I didn't like the show.
Right. I saw that Selena Gomez has a makeout scene with Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne plays her love interest this season. How do you pronounce it?
Delevingne?
Cara Delevingne? 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 Delevingne. It's Delevingne.
Delevingne.
Yeah. What? Okay.
That's Cara what I said.
Delevingne. What did I say?
Delevingne.
Okay. I've just said it way too many times in the last 10 seconds. Anyways, they play each other's love interests. So that'll be interessant.
Interesting.
I heard that.
Well, in the first episode, Amy Schumer makes an appearance.
Oh, really?
I think she has a role in the show.
Oh. Man. Interesting.
Could do without.
I like her.
I know you do.
But I heard that Selena Gomez tried to push for it to be released in June because it has, like, obviously a LGBTQ storyline and she wanted that, like, exposure for Pride that right. happening this month, which I thought was cool.
Unfortunately, it got released at the very end of July.
Yeah. But no, June.
June, yeah.
Yeah, so she just made the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least she tried.
You know, snaps all around.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not a hater. You know I'm a Selena stan.
Oh.
You
sound like you're poo-pooing her attempts.
Honestly, I got distracted by the rain outside.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, it's coming down so hard.
We got to focus here. We got a job to do.
Okay. I didn't watch any... Okay. That's a lie. I tried watching Snowflake Mountain, which is about a bunch of spoiled kids who are told that they're going to this fancy retreat for reality TV and they're going to be filmed, but they get taken into the woods on top of a mountain where they are being instructed, basically boot camp, by these two guys who were trained in the military. And I was just so bored. Like, they're all trying really hard to be, you know, likable.
Oh God.
For TV.
I just watched the first, you know how Netflix shows you like the kind of trailer, and I was like, this looks like the literal stupidest show I've ever seen with these
Isn't
people
that
who
what
are
you
being
want,
like
though?
No, because these people seem like they were being purposefully bratty and like
that's what I mean.
Yeah. They're trying really hard to be like something worth watching.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
On the same page. So I fell asleep and I did not want to try it again.
Okay, so it's a for sure ditch.
For sure ditch. And I will not try it again.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
watch it.
I did watch more of Halftime because I listened to your recos. Mm-hmm. Once again, going to remind you of that. And I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay, so what were your thoughts on both?
I didn't like The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch To All the Boys I Loved Before?
Yeah.
Did you like that one or dislike it?
That's a good question.
They're very similar.
I think I liked it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But if there wasn't hype around it, I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, I wasn't that into To All the Boys I Loved Before. But I really got tied up in The Summer I Turned Pretty. It was obviously like a teen drama.
Yeah.
So once I accepted it as a teen drama.
So that's what I tried to do in the last episode. But still.
Didn't like it. What did you not like about it?
I didn't like the cast. I didn't like the cast. I didn't like how they act.
Yeah.
I don't think they're talented. And I know it's a teen show. But still, like, there are parents there who could have done better.
Yeah, the Savannah, or what was her name?
Who was the mom of the boys?
Yeah, she was not a good actress.
Not at all.
I thought the other mom was decent.
Okay, yeah. I'll agree with that. She was decent.
And I thought the main girl was decent.
She bothered me.
Oh.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I really liked it, except for it's like they should give you a trigger warning on these things because I went into an emotional tailspin after I finished it.
I know.
It was not good.
I really felt for you.
Trigger warning, mums with diseases.
Yeah.
I won't tell you who. Don't want to spoil it. But it gets really sad.
Yeah. I don't really know how to pivot right now.
Well,
I'm going to let you pivot into our next segment. I just know that you were supposed to come out for drinks.
Yeah.
And you couldn't. And I was like, I was really having a good time. And then I saw that you were, you know, having your tailspin. And I was like, oh my God. And I like immediately started feeling sad too.
Oh, see, I didn't mean to do that. No,
that's not the reason that I'm telling you it. But I just felt for you.
Well, thanks. I tried to tell you just to have a fun time.
And then I did.
Okay, good.
I definitely did.
Okay, good. Okay, let's get into our TV recap segment. Let's start with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because I have almost nothing to say about it.
Lots of shows this week.
Yeah, but this one had absolutely no content.
Yeah.
Like, truly. I don't even know what they, all they did was go on the boat.
Yeah. So everyone was like kind of, whoever watched it was like happy to see Erica come out of her shell and be more entertaining. And they haven't seen this type of Erica in a really long time. And I just did not buy any of it.
I thought she was coming across as obnoxious.
Exactly. And I found her more annoying.
Way more annoying.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was playing it up too much. It's like
this too much.
This isn't how a real drunk person acts. Like,
and what the fuck is with her and Sutton starting to be friends?
I don't
like,
know.
You can tell that Sutton like desperately wants to be friends with Erica.
And she's treating that conversation genuinely. Whereas Erica's just like, I can be nice to people and I can have other
Well, you
other
can
feelings.
Tell that Sutton doesn't like someone because they don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And once they like her, she flips a switch.
Yeah, she's
And that's why I
forgives.
Don't trust her.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, Erica was just wasted on the boat, lying around, being annoying. And like, do you know the one thing that does annoy me though? When you're drunk, and everyone tries to like keep pointing out that you're drunk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I fucking hate that.
I know. It's the worst.
It, like,
why did
totally...
they care that she was sleeping or in a different room?
I know. It's like a total buzzkill. Like,
absolutely.
Stop drawing attention to me. Just let me fucking be.
I know. It makes your experience worse and their experience worse.
Yeah. And Diana was just.
Wait, I will say that I think they're trying to preview Erica's problem with drinking because I think that is a storyline.
Yeah, because they were mentioning a lot that, oh, Erica's finally on, like, I don't know what she's on, antidepressants or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's mixing, so she's, like, in a better mood, but then she's mixing it with alcohol and getting, like, absolutely tanked. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of saying, like, you should do one or the other, not both.
Yeah.
Sounds like a medically good assessment.
Yeah.
And why also did she say that her ex had a boat that they named Illegal?
Oh yeah, what the fuck was that?
That's not even a boat pun. Like, am I missing something?
I don't know.
It was spelt weird too. It was like spelt like ill and then the bird eagle.
Like, yeah, I know. I thought it was stupid. Okay, this reminds me that there was that part during the show where she says to Sutton, asks like, "Do you not feel bad at all?" And Erica said, "Does the wife of a doctor feel bad for the patient?" Something like that.
Yeah. I was like, absolutely like, yeah. Not the same.
Okay, but
like,
yeah,
same.
You can feel bad for the patients.
No, for sure.
But it's not the same, 100%.
But it wasn't bad. It was responsibility.
Yeah, she's oh, like, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, she's like, well, does a doctor's wife feel any responsibility for, like, the patients that die in his hands or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And some Garcelle was like, oh, interesting analogy. And I was like, it's absolutely not the same.
No, Sutton
because
was
in your situation,
like, yeah,
your husband stole from those clients and like actually
and
harmed
funded
them
all
on purpose.
Of your shit. And
yeah, and then
still
gave you
funding
the money
your
and
shit.
You reap the rewards from it.
It's not the same.
Like, does a person whose patient die reap the rewards
like,
of
you
their
can,
like
you can just tell that this is something one of her lawyers told her.
Yeah.
And in she, like, developing the theory of the case. And she's just hard. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate her.
It absolutely does not make sense.
Yeah.
Favorite moment, though, was the guy doing the helicopter on the boat that they drove by.
I don't remember that. This episode was honestly background noise for me.
Yeah, it was shitty. Okay. On to Real Housewives of Dubai.
Okay.
So we start out the episode with Sergio and Caroline at their new house that they're building.
Okay, well, I have a question. Are you finding this show to be entertaining?
Not yet.
Okay, same. Because I'm finding it to be pretty boring.
Yeah, like, as I said from the first episode, it's, like, too much getting to know each other. The women don't have enough, like, history yet.
Yeah, like, there's only... you should only take two episodes to introduce the show, then get into the drama.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I have gone back to start watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season one.
Are you still doing it?
Which I still am, even though it's pretty much background noise, but it's so brutal.
Which episode are you on?
By this time I'm at episode like 8 or 9. Like, I'm far in.
Well, wait till you get to 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm analogizing, because it's like, well, in that first season, they do not have drama. Like, nothing's happening right now.
I don't really remember Potomac taking that long.
I feel like, but Potomac, I think the women were actually friends to begin with. Like, I think
good point.
Like, I think these women in Dubai were just kind of mashed together. Like, I think there might have been pairs that had real friendships, but they all don't interact together. So I think it's going to take time to develop, like, group drama.
Yeah.
So I think that's the problem, and that's why we see, like, nothing really going on in the show yet.
Yeah, so then what happened? Because honestly, I forget.
Yeah, so Sergi and Caroline were at their new house that they're building and designing. They're talking about having a baby, and Caroline does have her eggs frozen, so it's not totally out to lunch that they could have a baby. Mm-hmm. But I've, like, listened to a podcast with Caroline the other day, and she's like, yeah, well, you know, like, maybe we'll have a baby, but I said it like, we'll have a surrogate and then it'll be his baby. I'm mm-hmm. like, that's not how it works. And the podcaster was like, what do you mean his baby? She's like, well, I'll just hand it to him and it's his to take care of. I was like, what? I don't know.
Yeah, Laura, I know you like Caroline Stanbury, but I'm not getting.
I don't like her. It's just that she's familiar.
Okay. But I thought you said she carried the Ladies of London.
She did. But that was when she was in her, like,
prime.
Yes. And also her home. Like, that was where she rolled. Like, she had been there her entire life. Well, she ran that city more than, like, the other women did.
Hasn't she been in Dubai for like 13 years, or am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's been that long, but you could be right. But I like, Ladies of London, it could have been like 13 years ago that it was on, so maybe. But I just think that she obviously doesn't run Dubai. Like, there are so many women that are better, more famous,
she
more
is successful. Definitely low on the food chain.
Yeah, exactly. And then Brooks was talking about her checking out locations for her glam spa, which I thought was really awesome, because she's making a spa. She said that in Dubai, like, she's a black woman, mm-hmm. and she's like, for black women, I have to go to like 10 different spas to get all the services that know how to, like, do black mm-hmm. women's hair and work with black women's skin. And so she's making a very inclusive spa that works for, like, all ethnicities. So it's like a one-stop shop for anyone to go.
Like, addressing a need and doing something about it.
Yeah.
That's going to be successful for sure.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, is there anything here that's similar?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it makes more sense that it's not common in Dubai.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, did you see the pictures that they showed of Chris and, like, Ayan's Chris when they were younger? He was actually kind of hot.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, whoa, I'm shook. When he had hair. I was actually like, you could get it.
I wouldn't have taken it that far. But yeah, he was hot.
Yeah, as a young guy. He's not hot anymore.
Oh, there was the whole, it seemed like Lisa's husband is really patronizing and condescending.
Is that the one that runs Mina Rowe?
I think so. He was like, I'm the CFO, so decision gets by me. And he just kept lecturing her.
Yeah.
And I thought that she could have been a bit more assertive. So I just wonder what their dynamic is, because it's kind of shady to me.
Well, even last week, remember we were talking about how he took credit at the fashion show and was like, I just pay the bills. Like, he demeans her all the time about her business.
And she's eventually going to get really tired of it.
For sure. And it sounds like a very successful business. Like, she said that they made like 8 figures, I think, last year.
Jeez.
In profits or something from that company.
Well, I think he must have like a lot of say, and that's why she's not doing anything yet. But once she changes that, I think she will leave him.
Yeah.
I hope she does.
I hope so, too, because she shouldn't be demoralized like that when she's killing it.
And she said it so many times on camera. She's like, you don't need to be talking to me this way.
Yeah.
And he just, like, laughs and is more patronizing about it.
He's so annoying. I hate him.
Me, too.
Then they have Bijan's big birthday party, which they said cost like 6 figures. It was like disco.
Who's Bijan again?
Bijan is like, who was it? Sarah's husband's best friend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that right? One of the woman's husband's best friends.
I remember it was someone's friend.
Yeah, not so it was a main friend's character. Birthday party, and it was like this huge, massive stage. They said it cost like six figures. It was insane, but also yeah. didn't look that cool. Like it almost looked like too circusy,
tacky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Like it wasn't classy.
Agreed.
So they're at the party, and the main drama that happened near the end is like. Caroline was mad at Sergio for being nice and having a conversation with Ayan.
Yeah.
And they were like kikiing on the side. And then Carolyn was like, what the hell's going on? Like, oh, and then she's like, my husband has become one of them. And then who has Mina wrong? I don't know their names yet. Lisa. Lisa's like, what do you mean like them? Like, who are you referring to as them? And like, what do you mean by that? And then Caroline's like, I didn't say that. Like, you literally just did.
That was like me with J-Lo last week. Yeah. Like, who's saying that about J-Lo? You literally just said that.
You and Caroline have something in common.
But I have ADHD. Caroline is like just.
It was just so embarrassing. Like, and also she's such a, like, she's an old, not, I don't know. She's got to be in her 50s. Like, grow up. Like, you're
older than that.
She was like getting mad at Sergio for having a conversation with a woman that she was having like beef with. And it's like. Okay, he's just being nice to them. It's not like he's sucking their tits. Like, calm down. He's being nice probably to them at a party. Probably
because she knows that she's in the wrong. And Sergio's, like, the only person who should, like, stick by her no matter what. And if she doesn't have even her husband's support, then it's almost like she gets found out.
Yeah. But do you think their drama was at the level that, like, he can't even talk to them? Like, I just think, yeah, okay, if you've got, like, serious beef, then... Maybe that's when you can have those kind of
yeah, like if positions. Ayan said something about her children or something egregious, then yeah.
Yeah, but it's like nothing really has been going on between them for them to have this much animosity towards each other. So they, anyway, and then at the end, they ended up getting over it and like hugging it out. I just wrote like, is Caroline demented? I don't know, remember what that was in reference to, but I just thought she was being batshit crazy.
Agreed. And that was all.
And that was all. Oh, yeah. I know why I said that. Because then she turned around and said that Lisa was stirring the pot. Oh. And she's like, how am I stirring the pot? I literally just point out that you called us them. Now you're denying that you said it. And now you're saying I stir the pot. It just made absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Demented.
Demented. Okay. And then our last show of the week is the season premiere of Southern Charm.
Okay. What a premiere.
It came out. Firing, I thought.
I have to say, it came out hot.
It was like they picked up exactly where they left off.
Exactly where they left off. Also, was season 7 2021? Because that's what my Prime Video says.
I don't remember. Could have been.
It feels like it was 2 years ago, though.
No, but it was during COVID. Or was it? Yeah, it was. Because I remember them wearing masks and stuff when they went to hang out with each other.
It must have been like at the very beginning of 2021.
Yeah, it could have been.
But this, like, it served, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought it was great. So we start out with Naomi being back, and it's interesting. I don't know if it was in the episode or if the podcast I listened to, her comeback. So she apparently called Craig and was like, I know this is like the show that you're on. It's been your thing. I kind of want to come back. It was like, she's coming back with her tail behind her legs because she left her season.
Between her legs.
What did I say?
Behind.
Oh, between her legs.
Nice. I feel so good that you fucked up.
No one would even noticed.
I noticed. At least normally people wouldn't notice mine either, but you pointed out. Actually, I pointed out. It's both.
Anyways, when she left Southern Charm, she was like, fuck you guys. I'm leaving. You guys are all losers.
But honestly, okay, yeah, go on.
And then she came back and asked Craig, like, is it okay if I come back to the show? He's like, yeah, you just have to, like, make your rounds and your apologies because you blew everyone off, but that's fine.
I don't know why she was making such a big deal saying, like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone was right and this and that. Like, I do think Naomi was in a good place in her life when she left. Mm-hmm. Like, things were looking up. She was stronger, more confident. She was, like, getting what she deserved. So I'm not really understanding this whole, like, her embarrassment. And, you know, she even mentioned that she told Craig he was right about everything. Right about what? Because Craig was a fucking jerk to her.
Yeah, but I remember I've always thought that Naomi played a big part in that too.
Yeah, she was definitely very mean at the end, so because she reached her limit.
No, for sure, but I think that's what he's referring to. He's just making a broad swath statement.
Yeah,
but he's most likely, I think, referring to, like, how he thought that she was treating him. And once she had the perspective, she's like, yeah, I did treat you shitty for several reasons, some of which were Craig's responsibility. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I think she'd never seen or acknowledged her part in any of that until maybe now.
Okay, fair.
But I'm not sure. I'm reading a lot into that.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, what she thinks he's right about.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll find out more this season. Mm-hmm. But I think that the embarrassment comes from the way that she kind of left. Because she did kind of leave with, you're all losers. I'm off to do bigger and better things. And you can all stay on this lame show.
Yeah, sort of. But her father had also passed away, right?
Yeah, I think that was all around the same time.
Yeah, so I think for her, it was kind of just like, what does the show even matter? Like, you know.
Yeah, and I think she didn't want to be filmed during her grieving process, which totally makes sense. Like, I think there was more reasons than just her moving to New York with Matul.
Yeah, which is why I'm not understanding the way they're characterizing all this, including how Naomi's characterizing it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like she's not giving herself the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not important.
Well, we find out that, more to the story, we all saw this when it was happening because she posted on Instagram, but basically she confirms that like 10 days after she moved to New York with Matul, she found out he was cheating on her and had been cheating on her for months.
I didn't realize it was 10 days after.
I didn't either. I didn't realize the timeline was that tight. Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Brutes. And then they jump into the fact that 2 months before this episode was filmed, Naomi and Craig hooked up in Vegas.
Unbelievable.
I was absolutely shook by the timeline when it first came up. I was like, oh, because my God. Paige. Literally, I Googled because they were having Catherine's birthday party. So I Googled, when's Catherine's birthday? Uh-huh. And then it was August 6th. So I'm like, okay, this is August.
Which
and
then is I was like, unreal.
And then I Googled, when did Summer House start filming? Which was June 28th. And so I was like, okay, so Paige and Craig were seeing each other at this time that he hooked up with Naomi.
But do you remember, like, how big the case was because they were talking about Kristen Cavallari being one of the people he slept with?
Yeah.
It did not realize, well, first of all, one was Natalie. Didn't they get back together? They hooked up
a few times after they broke up. Yeah, I don't know the timeline of that, but it was overlapping with Paige's as well because he said he told Paige about that.
So there was Natalie, Naomi, and Kristen Cavallari, which I believe they hooked up.
Yeah.
So I just did not see that coming.
I am shook that Paige was cool with all that. Like, I know that they weren't exclusive. And Craig was obviously forthright, right, and telling her about all this, which mm-hmm. I think probably won him a lot of... like, now it kind of makes sense why Paige was so kind of forgiving and wasn't even really mad about any of this during Summer House when she was finding out about Craig hooking up with people. Because it really does seem like he was being honest and open about everything. Mm-hmm. Which is like, what more can you ask for when you're in a relationship with somebody when you're not exclusive? Like, you just need honesty and communication. Totally. And then those things can work.
Still doesn't justify how he treated her about other guys.
No, I agree. It's like, it was very hypocritical. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then we find out that like Craig also told her obviously about Naomi, so none of this was like surprising to Paige. And but then we found out that basically, or maybe I listened to this in a podcast, now I'm getting all mixed up because I've listened to so much content, maybe it was on the show, but maybe, yeah, I think it was on the show when Craig said that he had told Paige about Natalie. And then Austin, when Paige came to town, was like mad at Craig and said, well, what, do you really want me to blow up your spot? Do you really want me to blow up your spot? Paige, did you know that Craig hooked up with Natalie? Mm. And Craig's like, yeah, I did. And like, what a shitty fucking friend to try to like sell me out to this chick.
Yeah.
And so their friendship is like totally on the outs right now.
Yeah. Also, like, Austin had no idea that Craig and Naomi hooked up.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I would know. And it's like, why would you know? You obviously can't be trusted.
Exactly.
Why would he tell you anything?
Exactly.
Austin's a POS, which we see in this episode. So the episode's centered on Catherine's birthday, and she throws like a Great Gatsby-themed party. And all of the regular cast members are there. And
it just seems like a normal Charleston party.
Yeah, truly. Like, even their outfits.
Yeah.
And Austin goes with this new girl, Olivia.
Yeah.
Who they're still dating today. As of
today. Oh. No way. As far as I know.
Yeah, they've been posting together, like, for a long time. So I think he's still dating this Olivia B. Flowers.
So then who's the pregnant girl on the show?
I don't know.
There's a pregnant cast member.
Really?
Julia or something?
No, that's not Austin's girl.
Okay.
Maybe that's Shep's cousin?
I don't know.
I don't think we've seen her yet. So this is basically, it looks like their first date, even though they've been like DMing or talking or I don't know. And he comes to this event with Olivia, and then Madison shows up.
Yeah.
And Austin goes in a so fucking tailspin. Like, he was like, well, Madison LaCroix, I bet $1 million that you would show up tonight.
And she said, do you even have $1 million to bet that?
Yeah, and he's like, definitely not.
I love Madison. I'm a Madison stan.
I know. I was glad to see her. I wish I saw more of her. What I did love was the scene with her and Paige having a little kiki in the side.
I didn't see that.
It was right at the end, and Paige was saying something like, man, like, you, like, in New York, we're like, fuck you, I hate you, and then we're over it. She's like, you guys really let it linger here. And they were having a little back and forth. I was like, man, I would love to see you two be friends.
I think I'm gonna rewatch episode one.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It was good.
There were so many different levels to it, and so much drama going on between different pairings.
Yeah, so that was the Austin Madison Olivia drama.
Yeah.
And like, Olivia was like, what are you doing getting your panties in a knot over this chick? In her confessional, she's basically like, go get to therapy. You clearly have shit to work out. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we talking about homegirl?
Yeah.
Which then, after the episode on Instagram, Madison posted something like, I'd rather be a homegirl than a homely girl.
Yep. And then Austin posted a story referencing it as well.
Yeah. So his was, I forget, it was something about that song. Like Madison posted something with the song, or with a caption, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them or something. Mm-hmm. And then Austin posted a video with that song on it. And then with a little caption on the side, he's like, for your 11 seconds of airtime.
Okay, but her 11 seconds were effective.
Totally effective.
She's a friend of now, and she's still bringing drama to the show.
Yeah, and even after the fact, like, people are talking about it because of her.
And she didn't even have to do anything. She walked in and said hi to people.
Yeah, that's literally it. Like, had like a quick back and forth with Austin, and that was it.
Yeah. And Austin just has to be so loud and dramatic to get his fame.
Yeah. He also, his shoes are also hideous.
He's hideous. Yeah. Looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Like a smushed one. Am I wrong?
No. I see it.
Yeah.
Then the other drama of the night was the Naomi Catherine drama.
Well, there was also Catherine and her ex Caleb.
And that kind of spun out of this like fight that she got into with Naomi. I could
never date Catherine.
And this guy, so this is what happened. So Naomi's, this is basically, it appears to be the first time her and Catherine have talked in like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And Naomi was really mad because she's really good friends with Cameron, who used to be on the show. And last season, Catherine started spread this rumor that she'd heard that Cameron's husband was cheating on her, or she was cheating on her husband.
Yeah.
And Naomi's like, obviously pissed at her for like spreading something that had absolutely no truth to it. And everyone immediately was like, that's not true, Catherine. Why are you even saying that on the show? And so Naomi was standing up for Cameron and was pissed at Catherine and freaked out.
Yeah, she was like, you were trying to break up a family.
Yeah. And so she still has animosity towards Catherine about that. And then Catherine like tried to take the high road by inviting Naomi to her birthday party. And then when Naomi came in, she felt like Catherine gave her the cold shoulder.
She did give her the cold shoulder.
Yeah. And Catherine's like, well, I did that because I'm not going to be fake. Like, obviously, I still have.
Well, then don't fucking invite her.
Yeah. It's like, if you really want to clear the air and move on, then you have to move on. You can't just like keep on throwing these digs.
You said you don't want to be fake. Then why did you fake invite her?
Yeah. Like, I don't choose being hypocritical.
Catherine. Yeah.
So then they have a battle at the end of the night, and Catherine's like severely wasted.
And she's screaming at Naomi. And I thought it was funny because her retinol patches were showing like right by her mouth.
Yeah.
And she just looked like so fucking trash.
I know. She looked like a hot mess.
Yeah.
And so they were fighting at the end, and like Naomi was pretty calm, cool, and collected. She's like, you just need to chill. Like, mm-hmm. And Catherine was just flipping out. And then Caleb, her boyfriend, came over, and I don't really know what he said to her.
Well, he told her to chill out, and he was also talking to the girl who came with Naomi. And apparently Catherine has a problem with her, too.
Was that Leva? Or something different?
I think her name starts with a V.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Vanita.
Maybe.
Vanita. Because remember, they had the beef last year because Catherine posted that racist Instagram, and Vanita was trying, Vanita, I think.
It was definitely with a V.
Yeah, was trying to, like, tell her why that was wrong, and Catherine didn't take kindly to that.
Yeah, and so same beef. Like Caroline Stanbury, like, Catherine was just pissed that Caleb was being nice to these people.
Yeah.
And she was being so immature because Caleb was like, all right, like, you need to calm down. Like, I'm still on your side, this and that. And Catherine was just, like, raising her voice. One thing she kept saying was so annoying. She's like, I have passionate feelings. Is that a thing? Like, I think you're just passionate. I don't think you describe feelings as passionate.
No, you just, like, express your feelings passionately.
And I just hated that she kept saying that. Because she thought she was being so profound and, like, that she goes to therapy and this and that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I think you're kind of using your bitchiness as, like, a weapon. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking that you're allowed to do that because you have passionate feelings. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to scream at somebody just because you feel passionately about being upset about them.
Yeah. And no one was telling you not to feel what you were feeling.
Yeah, no one is trying to invalidate you. They're just like, lower your tone. That's it.
Exactly. And they're like, can we approach this calmly and collected?
Yeah. And she kept on saying, I'm going back to my house, when, like, they bought that house and decorated it together, or at least renting it together.
And she wants to leave her birthday party.
Yeah, which I get.
Okay. But you wouldn't do that for dramatic effect.
No, not at all.
No.
But I just thought she was mistreating Caleb so much. I'm so glad they're not together, because clearly she's, like, treating him so poorly.
I could not date Catherine.
No. It was also because I'm straight. So I was I was listening to Rachel Lindsay. She has a podcast where she talked about Southern Charm.
She has her own podcast?
Well, she has this podcast called Morally Corrupt.
Yeah.
With
someone, right?
With a bunch of different people.
Oh, okay.
And one of the shows that they recap was Southern Charm. So I was listening to their recap about it, and it was interesting because she was talking about how, like, Caleb's last name is Ravenel because, like, he comes from a long line of people in Charleston and from a slave family from the Ravenels, which is Catherine's ex-boyfriend/baby daddy is Thomas Ravenel. And so when they purchased slaves, they, like, gave them their own last names. And so she's like, the fact that she kept on being so demeaning towards him and talking about, like, we're going back to my house, and just the way she was communicating with him, given their history, she's like, it just felt very, like, racial undertones and racial old South mentalities that were, like, weeping through Catherine in those moments. I just thought that was a very interesting perspective on it.
Yeah. I thought it was just... So the episode was like 50 minutes or 48 minutes, which is longer than usual. And I was so excited about that. But I just thought that the entire episode, like, there was no moment of filler.
Mm-hmm.
It was good all around.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
And I can't wait to see more. Like, do you know how many episodes it is?
No, but they're usually pretty long seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's 16 episodes. But does Southern Charm do a reunion?
Yeah, they do. I think sometimes it's been like two parts or more. Because remember at the one reunion was when all the shit came down about Alex Rodriguez? Yes.
Yep.
And they basically do like Craig Conover is the reason that J-Lo is no longer with Alex Rodriguez. He's such an ass
in that reunion.
I know.
To Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that concludes another episode of Pop Therapy. Just circling back on an update, Landon Barker just posted on her Instagram and said, please pray for us.
Oh, yeah, that was before you came here.
Sorry, not Landon Barker. What's his other daughter's name? Alabama Barker.
Yeah, Landon's the son, by the way.
Yeah,
who's now dating Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
They just look really weird together. But do you know what I was thinking the minute I saw that? Like, do you think that... Addison Rae is friends with Charli D'Amelio and therefore hanging out with Courtney, who's now hanging out with Charli, who's hanging out with Courtney's husband's son.
I did think of that, but I think that Charli and Addison are fake friends, like they're friends for show. I think they secretly have beef.
Yeah, I mean, they were in direct competition with each other, which I never see any of those TikTok dancers on my For You page anymore.
I never did. Thank God.
I feel like you saw Addison because you always sent me Addison.
No. I would go to her profile.
Oh.
We had feed this it to discussion. Yeah. And I would go to her profile to see what the fuck the hype was about. And I got so obsessed with wondering why the fuck she was famous.
Yeah.
And I would just constantly send you her TikToks, be like, honestly, WTF. And I can't get one view on my hilarious TikTok about Horace or what? Horace.
I love Horace. Honestly, all of those crack me up. They're so funny, and I send you those all the time. So
yeah.
Shireen sends me videos on, like, I always get like 30 or so a day. And I was scrolling through them the other day, and I'd already seen it because you get a notification in your TikTok now when your friends post new videos. So I'd already seen it. So the minute it comes up on my feed, she's literally sent me her own TikTok that she posted in and amongst like 30 other TikToks, like trying to slip it in.
Well, because sometimes you miss mine and you don't like them. But this one was just so fucking funny. Like, even when you respond and you're like, lol, at the fact that you sent me your own TikTok, I died laughing in my bed, and I watched my TikTok like 20 times and found it funnier and funnier each time.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you crack yourself up.
Yeah, you crack your own self up.
No, it's true. We are each other's, we are our own biggest fans.
Well, anyway, that about puts the rag on the bush. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Oh my God, Shireen.